Today we'll be beginning Siman Samach Tes. The title of the Siman is Din Pores Al Shema, the laws of one who is Pores Al Shema. So before we get into the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah has a short Hakdama to the Siman. The Mishnah Berurah says, Inyan Prisas Shema Mekomos Mekomos Yesh. Yesh Mekomos Shenoagin Sheporsen Al Shema. Prisas Shema Nikra Amiras HaBarchu Sheanu Omrin. Bishvil HaMezachrin Lavo Leves HaKnesses Achar Gemar Siyum Tfila Shmona Esrei Balachash. In some communities, they're Pores Al Shema, meaning that they recite Barchu because of the people who come late to Shul. They do that after Shmona Esrei quietly. The Yish Mekomo Shenu Agin Sheporis Hashliach Tzibur Al Shema B'Shvil HaMesachrin Achar Kaddish Basra. Whereas other places are Pores Al Shema, meaning they recite Baruch Hu after the final Kaddish of Davini. V'ayin Le'el B'Simin Nun Dalad B'Magin Avram Shem Matzrich Le'ilu Anu Agin Achar Kaddish Basra Lomar Mitchilak Tzas Psukim Imrotzim Lomar Kaddish Uvaruch Hu. The Magin Avram says that if you're going to say Baruch Hu at the end after the last Kaddish, you have to recite a few Psukim beforehand. The ayin lekaman b'simin kufla midgimel b'veis Yosef demuchach demin hagamu da'afim era shaloba adam leveis haknesses achar baruchu afa pichinim medaktik and mechach levad mishabasus v'yomim tovim kid de'isa sham. The Beis Yosef writes that even if no one shows up to shul after baruchu, nonetheless, you could still be Pores Al Shema, except on Shabbos and Yantif, when anyway you're having Kriyas HaTorah. But again, you shouldn't be Mevatel a Minhag because of a Machlokas. In other words, you shouldn't, if the Minhag is one way, you shouldn't nullify it just because someone shows up or doesn't show up. Yotzer Or. So the Mishnah Berurah says that practically, if you don't live in a community where they have an opposing minhag, so then it's really not appropriate to say Baruch Hu at the end if no one shows up to shul after Baruch Hu. And he says also, even if someone, let's say for example, they already said Yotzer Or, you would still be allowed to say Baruch Hu on their behalf. Let's say someone heard Baruch Hu before davening. Now he's davening b'yechidus and he arrives at Baruch Hu. Then his damilo asara ana. And now 10 people are there who have already heard Baruch Hu. Either he or somebody else can say Baruch Hu, or since he's going to be saying the Baruch of Yotzer Or immediately afterwards. Aval imtartil griusa, dahainu shekfar shama Baruch Hu, o sheshama meha olimba Torah sha'amru Baruch Hu. But if he already heard Baruch Hu, and the people there heard Baruch Hu because let's say there was a day of Kriyas HaTorah, the gam hu ata inu omi code him Yotzer Or, and he's already passed Yotzer Or, then Eino Yachol Od Lifros Al Shema V'Lomar Baruch Hu O'Acher B'Shvilo. Then neither he nor anyone else there would be permitted to recite Baruch Hu at that point. So let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh B'nei Adam She'Hispalu Kol Echad B'fnei Atzmo B'Yachid V'Lo Shame'u Lo Kaddish V'Lo Kiddusha. So you have people who are each davening B'Yachidus, and they haven't heard Kaddish or Kedusha. Omer Echad Mehem V'Omer Kaddish Uvarchu V'Racha Rishona Yotzer Or V'Lo Yotzer. Then one of them should get up and basically act as almost like a fake chazin and say Kaddish Baruchu and the Bracha of Yotzer Or, but nothing more than that. V'Zeh Nikra Pores Al Shema L'Shon Chasicha Prusa Shein Omrim El K'tzas Mimerv. The word Pores means to divide. They are only saying part of it. The Rama says V'Achshav Lo Noa Gulomer Kol Berkas Yotzer Or Ela Omrim Kaddish Uvarchu V'Heim Onim Acharav Baruch Hashem. So the Rama says that today we don't say the whole bracha of Yotzer Or. All we do is say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and the response is Baruch Hashem Hamvorach. Yesh Omrim Sheporsin B'Kriyas Shema Shal Arvis Kibol B'Shachris V'Lo Noagu Chen Mishum Deleka Kaddish Kodem Baruch Hu Shal Arvis. So the Rama quotes that some had the minhag to also be Pores Al Shema Mariv, but the Rama says that since we don't say Kaddish before Baruch Hu at Mariv, therefore our minhag is not to do that. La'achar Shesiyam U'Birkas Yotzer Or Omer Avos U'Gvuros U'Kedusha V'Yata Kadosh V'Zenikra Over Lifnei Hateva. And once you finish the bracha of Yotzer Or, then you go on to say the brachos of Shmona Esrei, of Avos Gvuros and Kedusha, and that's what we call Over Lifnei Hateva, a person who passes in front of the Arun. Ve'in osin dvarim elu b'fachos me'asara mishum d'havid dvarim shebekdusha. You can't do this with less than a minion, because it's a dvarim shebekdusha. V'tzarech l'achazorach arshisha shelo shame'u, d'hainu rov ha'asara. You have to find at least 6 people who have not yet heard Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha, etc. Ve'im inam nimtzaim, but if you can't find that, afil afilu b'shvil echad shelo shama umrim, even on behalf of one who has not heard it, you could still recite it. V'afilu misha shama yachol lifros al shema v'la'avor lefnei ateva b'shvil oso shelo shama. As long as there's one person there who hasn't heard it yet, so then someone else can get up and act as the chazan on behalf of the one person who has not heard it. B'kol makom im oso shelo shama baki lifros al shema v'la'avor lefnei ateva mutav sheyifros v'yavor lefnei ateva hu misha yifros v'yavor lefnei ateva acher shekvar shama. It's ideal the person who has yet to hear Shema, Kaddish, Kedusha, etc., if he knows how to daven, if he knows how to say the words, it's better for him to get up there and do it as opposed to somebody else. The Ramah says, "Umisha Omer lifnei ateva v'amar shlosha brachos harishonos yashlim kol atila v'lo yavsek afal pisha kvar yispalel." He says, "One who passes in front of the Aron, who meaning he said the first three brachos of Shemot Esrei, he has to complete the entire thing and he cannot pause, even if he already davened, meaning even when he's davening on behalf of somebody else. Aval ha'achirim yichol lehavsek acharkach, but someone else who's already davened can be mafsik after the first three brachos. V'chol shekin she'im lo yispalel ha'poreis v'ha over lifnei ateva tchila she'yashlim tfila so afal pi she'yitztarich lekros acharkach kriya shema v'lo yismoch ge'ula lesfila. And certainly, if the one who's davening, who's being poreis lefnei hateva, being over lefnei hateva, has not yet davened, then for sure he has to complete Shmona Esrei, even though afterwards he's going to have to say Shema, and he will not be somech geula l'tila. V'asur lahafsik b'dvarim elu being geula l'sfila, o b'kriya Shema uvirchoseha. V'lachir asur l'shliach tzibur lahafsik being kriya Shema l'sfila, o b'kriya Shema uvirchoseha. Kedei lifros al Shema l'osan haba'im leves ha'knesas la'acher shehispalu akal kadesh uvarchu v'hischil b'virkas yotzer or. The Rama says that you're not allowed to pause between Geula and Tila, or during Kriya Shema and the Brachos, and therefore the Chazan is not permitted to pause between Shema and between Birchos Kriya Shema in order to be Poreis al Shema for people who come late and start with the Bracha of Yotzer Or. Aval Bevirkas Arvis Shehi Rishus Yachol Hafsik Lehotziah Chirim Yidechol Vasam. During Mariv, which is only a Rishus anyway, then he could be Mafsik in order to help someone else fulfill their obligation. And we call Mako Misha Achir Yachol Lifros al Shema. So someone else can get up there to be Poreis al Shema, and he can daven in that situation, even if he's in a shul where he already davened, in order to be motzi someone else in their obligation. But the second chazan shouldn't continue from where the first chazan, stand in the place where the first chazan stood, because it looks like it's a genai to the first people. Lahotzi achim yidei chovasam, davik ilu lo yatsu barishon yidei chovasam, v'nirali davka shadayin rishon yidei sakneses, elish hishlimu sidrum. This is a case where the first people were in shul, but they have not yet completed their davening. Avalim yatsu harishonim, yuchalam ad achazan apa makum sha'amad harishon. But if they were already, the first people were already yotze, then the chazan can stand up there when the first person is davening.